Welcome to Jamaica's Promise, the program which highlights positive developments at the primary level. Today we're at Gregory Park Primary for the launch of the Digicel Enrichment Program. I'm Vaughn Davis. Stay tuned. I believe the children are our future. Teach them well. The Ministry of Education, in partnership with the United States Agency for International Development, USAID, and Digicel, recently launched the Gregory Park Primary Enrichment Program. The program is geared towards boosting the literacy and numeracy skills of students in grades 1 to 3. Principal of Gregory Park Primary, Richard Williams, is quite delighted that his school was selected to participate in the program.
We welcome this initiative where it will guarantee all children entering Gregory Park Primary as of 2015-2016, 3 years of intervention, and we are guaranteeing all parents and children that by the end of their 3 years, they would be reading at or above the grade 3 level after accessing the program.
Under the initiative, the school is provided with an enrichment center where students will engage in training sessions twice per week. Center manager for the program, Trudy Ann Whitaker, says it will enhance learning because of its interactive nature.
I think that it will stimulate their interest because we are now living in a technological world, and children, they tend to gravitate towards technology, and with all the technologies that are being supplied, it will arouse their interest, and of course learning will take place.
A total of 183 students are enrolled in the program, and it is hoped that on completion, all participants will be fully prepared to transition to the other grades. Annalise Muir is a student at Gregory Park Primary, and she is quite excited about the enrichment program.
When students get to read better from grade 1 to 3, then when they reach grade 6 and are preparing to do the literacy and the GSAT, they will do very well because they already have excellent reading skills.
Minister of Education, Reverend Ronald Thwaites, says the enrichment program is part of the ministry's plan to ensure all schools attain 100% mastery in literacy and numeracy.
It's absolutely important that all children should learn to read and to compute at the appropriate levels by grade 4. And the fact is that many start off slowly and that can benefit from the remedial attention, not by endless extra lessons outside of the school, but rather by the internal developments that can come forward from an enrichment center.
The Digicel Foundation donated several educational tools to the school as part of the enrichment program. The tools are aimed at making the learning process easier and more exciting for students. Digicel Foundation training specialist Evadne Cowell says the telecoms company is committed to the development of education across the island.
In the centers, enrichment centers, we provide them with computers, English tools and skills such as the Jolly Phonics kit, which assists in reading. We give them computers, we give them trifactor mathematics tools. We also give them a lot of hands-on manipulatives. We're trying to make learning fun and entertaining, so now they can create their own equations using tools provided. They also get an interactive whiteboard called the Mimeo, which facilitates student-centered learning. I believe
the
children are
our future. Teach them well. The Digicel Foundation is aiming to launch the enrichment program in over 200 primary schools across the country. That's it for this week's program. Thanks for your company. And if you know of an interesting program or activity at a primary school, let us know and we'll highlight it right here on JIS Radio. Just email us at radio@jis.gov.jm or call us at 926-3590. Don't forget to join us again next week. I am Vaughn Davis with studio engineer Joel Samuels, and this has been Jamaica's Promise.
The Zika virus is a disease caused by the bite of an infected Aedes aegypti mosquito. Check your premises weekly for any containers that can hold water. Get rid of old tiles, punch holes in tins before disposing, and cover large drums, barrels, and tanks holding water. Protect yourself from Zigvi. Keep your surroundings mosquito-free.
A message from the Ministry of Health, sponsored by NHF.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.